Hey guys, welcome to the second episode of We're Just Winging It. We're your hosts, Kirsten.
And Oscar.
And today we have a juicy episode.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want to listen to this one.
So this episode has to do with our neighbors and why they suck.
So we moved into this new apartment complex and...
Last May, so it's been like about a year now?
Yeah, just about a year. And
how would you describe the people that live here, babe?
Now or then? Because
I would say both.
Well, I mean, our initial impressions is we thought everyone was like super nice, just like very neighborly.
Yeah, we were very close with, I mean, not like best friends, but very welcoming to everyone. And everyone was like friendly. And there was like a big group of us, maybe like 20 to 30 people. So it was just nice to be like in an apartment where we felt like everyone felt like family.
That's just our initial impressions when we first moved here, but eventually that whole logic has changed.
So I guess, yeah, we started getting close with everyone last summer. Everyone would just hang around the pool. We have fire pits in our apartment complex outside, so we would all just hang out. There was really never any drama at that point until things changed, I feel like, towards the end of the summer when one individual in particular moved in. Oscar, you want to talk about that interaction? We're going to call him Chad. Sorry, all the Chads out there.
But certain someone moved in. And someone introduced me to him. I don't know. I just got a very off vibe right off the bat. He had told me specifically. He was like, sometimes when you know, you know. And he has two kids. That's what he told me. And he asked if I was Brazilian or something.
This was before I met him. Didn't he ask if like your girlfriend was Spanish? And then he made like a racist comment about Spanish girls.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He basically said, oh, sometimes I heard Spanish girls are crazy.
No, he didn't say sometimes. He said Spanish girls are crazy.
I mean, I get that a lot, personally. I mean, I am Spanish, but I mean, it's just not something you would want to say the first time you met someone, especially if they were strange. Spanish.
Yeah.
Just the whole conversation, I was not really, did not feel it. Like, it just seemed off to me, disgenuine. I can read people immediately, and I hate when people have a lot to prove from first impressions.
So then I guess the second time you really talked to him was when we were at the pool the one day. I remember he was in the one of like the pool loungers in the water, and we were next to him or something. We were close to him, so it was at least talking distance.
Yeah, so he came up to me, and he was like, what was your name again? And he was like, Israel? And I was like, no.
And he was like,
he was like, do you remember my name? And I was like, which I didn't, to be honest. And I was I literally called him Chad.
Chad?
Which is his fake name.
Okay, so he gave you a stereotypical, like, he thought you were Middle Eastern. So you gave him you did the same thing back and he didn't like it. And then he got all snappy and was like, Chad, what do you mean, Chad?
Which, I mean, I feel like when you meet people that are genuine, you have a more sense of remembering their name. But if people are like not important or
you just don't make up
bad,
you don't make up a name.
Definitely not gonna remember it.
You just ask, hey, what's your name again? Like, that's the normal thing to do.
Yeah, it was just off-putting. So I didn't really get any good vibes from this guy. So
later, come to find out, he's not even married. Him and his, I guess, fiance are just engaged. So that was strange finding out how
he
was like bragging about his marriage to Oscar the first time they met and trying to downplay our relationship. Meanwhile, we've been together for longer. Didn't he try to like start a fight with you the one time without mentioning anyone's name? But do you remember when your mom was over?
Yeah, so that particular night, I had my mom over, my sister, we were hanging out by the pool. So he was kind of like bullying someone, and the guy that he was bullying, like, I really like who he is, so I like took his side, and I was just like, well, if you have a problem with him, you got a problem with me. And I was upset about the situation, so I was like, let me just be the big person, I'm just going to walk away. And that was probably like, third, fourth, fifth probably encounter, so it's just a continuous snowball of like me proving my point of why I don't like this guy.
Oh, it's funny too, because I think this must have been the same day, because this is when I was talking to his fiance a little more. And for the most part, everyone was pretty drunk. I would say I was like, I maybe had one drink, so I wasn't. But I remember everyone in the pool was pretty drunk, and she was just saying how her fiance were talking about us and how he was saying how Oscar was so beautiful. And I remember he heard the comment because I looked over and I could see like his face turned so red. Like he was like she was not supposed to tell anyone that.
Yeah, it just seems very strange. Like I've never been a person to get into confrontation, but for me to defend the point, to defend someone being bullied that should not be being bullied, like pick on your own size, that's the only reason why I stepped into the situation, because I don't like when people do that.
So after this person moved in, we still hung out with everyone, but this person also became friends with like the friend group that we were in, so we would just slowly like distance ourselves if he was around. We would just like go back home. It really wasn't a big deal. We would just make it a point to not want to be around this person because we didn't like the way he acted. Everything was pretty much like fine.
Yeah, I mean, we had a huge group chat with like everyone that was in the group. A lot of people that live here, but only a selective group were in the group.
Things started to get weird. It was November, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this was after Friendsgiving. So this was when COVID was still like, it started to get hot around here again, and a lot of our neighbors started to get it, and no one wants to get COVID, but we have never gotten COVID, to our knowledge at least, and we weren't trying to get it. So one guy in particular got it. We didn't know who he told. We knew that everyone kind of hung out around each other.
The person that got it, they immediately told me, because we were at the gym together, and he was like, hey, I just tested positive for COVID. I was just at the gym with you yesterday, so I just wanted to let you know. And I was like, okay, well, thanks for telling us.
But it was just weird because we had that like big group chat of everyone. So like we kind of like looked at each other and were like, well, how many people has he told? Like, I know everyone's kind of around each other. So we just thought it was like irresponsible not to disclose it to every single person. So we just distance ourselves pretty much from most of the people because we just didn't want to get sick.
So yeah, that same week where he told me, so we just kept our distance. We had agreed to go to someone's birthday dinner the week prior. So after the person told me in particular that he had got COVID, we had texted a group chat saying that we were not going to make it just because a certain person got COVID. So we didn't feel comfortable going out to a public dinner to possibly risk getting anyone else sick. God forbid we had it.
And we didn't think it would be a big deal because personally, if like I'm throwing a party and someone doesn't come and I'm not super close to them anyways, like I could care less. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I just don't ever think about it again. But apparently it was a big issue because later in the night they had gotten back and we decided to hang out with just like a couple people, and we were keeping a distance from most people. And we had seen like some friends that came back from a trip, and I wanted to talk to my one friend because I haven't seen her in a while.
I mean, we honestly went out there. We didn't know who was going to be out there, and come to find out, like, they were having a whole after hours birthday party.
They bought a whole ice luge.
Yeah, and then they had a private bartender to make drinks and stuff. I mean, we just went out there to go out there because it's just like
the common area. The common area. Yeah, so we went out there. I was talking to my one friend, just catching up. And then one person from the group, let's call her Karen. It's very fitting. So Karen comes up to me. She's like really aggressive from the start. She's kind of like in my face, which I just like obviously didn't appreciate because at that point I didn't know who had COVID. So like she came up to me, interrupted my conversation with my friend, and she was like, why are you here? Like, I thought you were scared of COVID. We all talking about how you guys didn't show up and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, are you paranoid of COVID? Are you like one of those like people that is scared of COVID? And I just like looked at her and I set her straight real quick. And I was like, how old are you? And why are you talking to me this way? Like, her demeanor completely changed. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just drunk. Ha ha ha. And I was just like, no, like no woman I know talks to another woman like this.
Yeah, considering this lady's like in her 50s, maybe.
Yeah, she's at least 50. Like, I could have never imagined our moms approaching another female like that. Mind you, half their age, like so aggressively in your face.
All because we didn't want to go to dinner.
We're half these people's age. If we don't want to show up to every function, it's not a big deal.
Honestly, we've went to enough events where all these people plan something. Like, even they used to plan football games all the time. Sure, we went like a couple times, but then eventually it just got old and we're just like, it's the same shit, which I personally do not like sports all like that. Yeah, it's just I hate when guys like take it super seriously and they're like screaming at a fucking TV screen like you know these people. Like, why are you screaming at a bunch of grown ass dudes in tight ass pants? Like, that does not make sense to me.
Yeah, after that whole situation, that's when I really started distancing myself from these people, because she basically admitted to us that she like talked about us behind our back and she was so butthurt and everyone was so butthurt. And I was like, okay, that's super strange, because we just didn't want to show up to this one thing, like grow up.
I personally got fed up with the group chat in general just because there's just a lot of nonsense going on in there.
Okay, so this is what the group chat would be like. It would be like Tuesday on like the middle of the day, and then people would be like, what's everyone drinking, or look at my dinner, and taking pictures of their food. Like, what?
Oh my god, how big is your how big was your shit today? Like, take a picture of your shit, see who has the biggest shit.
Seriously.
It was just stupid.
Someone would be on vacation and then share every detail of their vacation in the group chat. Like
30 fucking pictures.
Cool. You went to Florida. Congratulations. Like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't think everyone wants to see that. So I literally exited the group chat. I left the conversation because I just had enough.
It's so funny too, because you know when you leave a group chat and then it says shows. Like, Oscar left the group chat.
All right, so we're going to fast forward to the end of January. So, and then the weekend, we got together with our neighbors that we hung out for New Year's with. And they were doing like a little party for one of their friends that was going away. So they invited us. So there was like about 7 of us hanging out in the common area. They had ordered pizza. We were just hanging out.
And then, oof.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, the people from the group, some of the people from the group, they had got back from the bars because it was someone's birthday. And they came into the common area, I guess, through the front doors. So they approached us just to like greet us or whatever. So we got up, we said hi, whatever. The one girl that they were with, she said that she's like, oh, yeah, I remember you guys from the summer. You guys are like the hot couple or something like that. And I was just like, oh, I don't remember you. And then as soon as she said that, like, Chad, the guy from earlier, I guess he took offense to the comment. He got jealous and he like condescendingly tried to touch my face and be like,
he did touch your face.
No, he did touch my face. And he was like, oh, you're so blah, 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 blah. And I was like, one thing is to touch someone's shoulder, but I don't even know you like that.
Well, also, it's just like cleanliness. Like, I would never touch another person's face unless they're like my best friend. But like, we don't even touch each other.
Well, I think with guys too, it's just like,
ew, he probably had some nasty hands too coming back from the bar.
So like, yeah, oh. I mean, gross. Guys are different than girls, but like, for another man to touch someone's face that you don't even know like that, or you're not even close to, it's extremely disrespectful.
Yeah.
I was a little buzzed myself, so I'm not going to take it lightly. When it happened, I said, don't fucking touch my face. And he got offended. It's like one of these guys that tries to act like he has the biggest dick in the room. So he got offended that I was yelling at him for not touching my face. And he got into my face trying to intimidate me. And he's like, blah, 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 what are you going to do? And I was just like staring at him. I was like, what are you going to do? Like, don't fucking touch my face. We're literally at a stare off. And we're like in a stare off. And he fucking tries to he does bear hug me. And then he tries to tackle me to the ground. But I managed to keep my ground. He lost his balance, so I like slammed on top of him.
Yeah, so they were basically I remember turning around and I was still like talking with everyone at this point, and then all of a sudden I see Oscar and Chad on the floor. Oscar's on top of Chad, like they're both in a this guy like
yeah so Chad he, is he bear had me in a bear him. hug, so he had my arms, so they were I couldn't move them because he grabbed them below me.
And that was the whole point, because he knows that if you could move your arms, he'd be dead.
Yeah, once I got free, he would have been fucked. But like,
I saw them right away and I was like, why are you guys in a fight? I was like yelling like, get off each other, this is stupid, you guys are so stupid. And then I remember hearing Chad whisper in Oscar's ear like some creepy.
No, he was whispering. What he was whispering, he was like, yeah, I got you now. You're not going to get out of this. And I was like, I will get out of this. I didn't even say anything.
No, you didn't. Like, you didn't.
Who fucking talks when they're in
That's
a fight?
What made it like the most humorous, because you just didn't say anything. You just kept running his mouth.
No, I hate people that talk shit while they're in a fight, because those are the people that get beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because God forbid I would have got free if your fucking playmates, your fucking boyfriends didn't break up the fight. I would have beat your ass.
Eventually, the guys in the group that also came from the bars, they like separated Chad from Oscar, and they escorted him back to his apartment, because I mean everyone just knew he was so drunk, and he like left right away, and I was like, I was basically the only one really defending Oscar and being like, yeah, this guy has issues, and I was trying to explain how this is why we don't hang around anyone anymore. And
well, I just feel like people just did not see the whole side of the story, so they wanted to believe whatever they. Yeah. I mean, plus,
well, they were just justifying his actions, like, oh.
Yeah, they always do. It's fucking bullshit. Like, this dude's, he's drunk all the, I've never seen him fucking sober personally.
Yeah, me neither.
So
never.
How do you justify his actions?
Not to this day.
And then they say he has some kind of, he takes medication or whatever. Then fucking don't drink, dude. Like, be fucking responsible. You have fucking a kid and a stepchild, like, act your age.
So he basically gets escorted, and then a couple minutes later, he comes out of nowhere again with his babysitter, and they come back, and he's like, oh, Chad wants to shake Oscar's hand, not even apologize. He just said, Chad wants to shake Oscar's hand. I guess it was like their way of a peace offering or whatever, as if like, yeah, that's you. So you physically assault someone and then you shake their hand and that makes it okay. Like, what world are we living in? So I remember I was standing in between them and I was like, nope, you're not touching him. No, this is stupid. And then they shook hands anyways.
Well, I was just like buzzed and like fucking furious at the time. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I was trying to get this shit over with.
We called the police the next day just to make an official report of it, just so it was on record in case there was any future incidences. And we went to the leasing office the next day. This was like Sunday now, just to explain what happened and to get it on record for them. Because this Chad has a history of being belligerently drunk. He already had the cops also called on him in this previous summer.
I mean, yeah, so we just wanted to tell the police and the leasing office on my behalf, just because
he was outside, or he must have saw us walk into the office. Well,
they were all there for the football game or something.
So we were talking to one of the people in the office, just explaining our story, and in the background we heard someone screaming, Oscar's a pussy, you should have tell him who started the fight, just like immature shit in
yeah,
the
like
background.
Screaming, and like we literally told the leasing office,
we were like,
yeah, he's screaming out there
you
right
can
now.
Listen,
and they're listening to him scream like, yeah, a fucking idiot out there.
Yeah, like how perfect, just keep screaming please, you're just helping us.
Yeah, you just look fucking guilty as shit. And I mean, the only reason why we told the leasing office and the cops is because we don't trust any of the other neighbors because of how they treated us in the past. And God forbid someone fucking manipulates the story saying that I started it.
After this happened, we already were like
distanced.
hanging out with a select few people anyways, but we basically stopped hanging out with, I mean, no, I guess it was the same. We would just hang out with like maybe the same four people if we ever did hang out with anyone over the weekend. If not, we would just like keep to ourselves and stay home and watch Netflix on the weekends. But so it was like pretty quiet until I want to say like a couple months, so early March now.
Plus after that whole situation happened, like I feel like the people that were in the group chat still, that were still kind of like saying hi to us and stuff, like the babysitter of Chad, like I thought we were cool because we kind of introduced him to the whole group when he first moved here, and he kind of acted like the head honcho after he got settled, so he kind of like looked at us differently. So I mean, I'm thinking that they already had like some kind of
pre-existing. Well, it's just jealousy. You don't act that way towards people unless you're miserable and jealous.
These people are in their late 30s. We're like mid 20s.
Yeah.
Like, why are you acting like that?
Yeah, I would never. I don't understand.
And we just noticed people just not say hi to us anymore. So we're just like, okay, I guess these people just don't like us anymore.
Also noticed like people in the group were talking shit about everyone else. So we were like, okay, if these people are nice to their face and they're supposedly best friends, like imagine what they say behind our back. So, I mean, you just catch on to things, and we knew it was just a toxic environment.
Well, yeah, after that whole thing happened, like it was the best motivator of like just to keep doing what we're doing. We started hitting the gym like fucking literally every 10 fucking
times
day.
Harder. Yeah.
6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Like,
yeah, that's the best motivation. Get bullied and then you'll hit
the gym. Oh, yeah. Well, all these people were fucking drinking, watching football games and shit. We were just fucking in the gym grinding, fucking doing whatever we had to do. So remember when the leasing office sent out the email about the kids scootering in the fucking common area?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Like, they're so entitled where they think they're, like, you have kids in a fucking apartment building, they're not allowed to do whatever the fuck
they
want.
Yeah,
they
have their kids, like, having bikes and scooters
in the common area.
Skateboards. It's just not normal behavior because you go to any other, like, luxury apartment or a hotel and there's rules. Like, every place has rules for the most part and you follow them, but these people just think, like, since they have families and they don't live in homes, they don't have their own backyards, they don't know how to exercise their kids, and they just use this place and take advantage of things, and they end up breaking things. Like, they've literally broken glass before.
Yeah, it's just I don't get it. Funny, entitlement. People are just they act like they're so entitled. But if you look deep down into it, it's just like they're unsupervising their kids so they can get drunk and hang out with their friends and then let their kids do whatever the fuck they want. How's that proper parenting? Like, I wasn't growing up that way. Kirsten wasn't growing up that way.
We both grew up very differently, and we told the situation to, like, both of our families, and all of our parents were just, like, dumbfounded. Like, they couldn't believe what we were telling them.
I mean, me and my brother used to just find whatever the fuck we could do in the backyard and just...
Yeah, you go outside, but, I mean, I guess kids don't exercise these days.
I mean, it's just...
There are parents here that we've seen, like, parents here that are normal and they take their kids out to play. So.
No, like, my mom, she raised me and my brother growing up by herself, and she put raising us first before fucking getting drunk and, like, hanging out and shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's priorities. Just one of the, priority for sure.
Okay, so one day at the gym, I noticed kids were screaming from the yoga studio, and see, lo and behold, some of the parents, like, walking out of the doors. Like, I see the yoga balls, the big blue balls that you use to work out. They're, like, throwing them around. Things are hitting the glass. The kids are screaming. One kid is, like, wailing at the top of his lungs. And I just, like, kind of give these people a weird look, and that's it. I don't say anything. I'm just like, whatever. They eventually leave, and that's that. So then 5 minutes later, this lady comes in. I've never seen her before. She comes in with her two kids. They also go to the yoga studio, and then they're also throwing around stuff in the gym. So I got a yoga mat and I approached the lady. She was like sitting down watching her kids. And I was like, oh, you the babysitter? I don't know why I said that. I assumed she was the babysitter because in my head I was like, no parent in their right mind is going to like just stare at their children throwing things at a mirror. So I was like, oh, she's like the babysitter, like she's just clueless. So I asked her and she was like, no. Oh, okay, are you their mom? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, so are you just a creep watching these kids? It was so weird. So I turned to the kids and I was like, is your mom here, or like a parent? And then the lady like stands up and she's like, I'm their mom. I just told her very nicely. I was like, could you, like, your kid shouldn't be in the gym. And then she got real snarky and was like, oh, well, those kids were just doing the same thing, so why can't I?
Yeah, no, I've literally just seen a quote online that said, wrong is wrong, even if everyone else is doing it. Right is right, even if no one is doing it. Which is a perfect example.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, I was so dumbfounded. Like, this lady has two kids and she's just going, her mentality is, oh, well, they're doing something that shouldn't be done, so I'm going to do it, and that makes it okay. So I was like, no, well, it's actually not okay. So then eventually I guess she got one of the leasing ladies to come over and, like, she tried to tell on me. So the leasing lady came up to me while I was doing a set in the gym, was like, yeah, can you kind of explain what happened? And I explained the situation. She obviously took my side and was like, yeah, I'm sorry. People are taking advantage of the gym. And I just explained how there needs to be more rules enforced and how there's not even like a sign up that says no kids under this age. I don't know. I just find it very strange because I feel like our last departments, we never ran into these issues. And there was at least always like a sign up that said no kids unsupervised or something. Or,
well, I mean,
it's just basic courtesy to, well, not.
It's advertised as a luxury apartment. So who in the right mind would, yeah, let their kids just go in the yoga room and just fucking throw balls nonchalantly, just waiting for something to be broken or something? There's people here, we pay rent to use the amenity. We paid an amenity fee when we moved in, so why would we not have the right to use the amenities without disruptions?
It's just super frustrating too, because we, like, are regular gym goers, unlike a lot of people here, but we pay for the gym, and the gym is like the 1 or 2 hours in the day where we really take for ourselves, and it's literally like therapy for us. So it's frustrating when someone abuses that. And so that happened. I ended up posting a story on my Instagram that day, and it was just like literally just my face. And then it said, when your neighbors use the gym as a daycare. And that was literally it. People from the apartment complex, like two people were following each other on Instagram, or they were following me. But the one girl that was following me is Chad's fiance. So I guess she saw it, or the other person saw it, or someone saw it, and they took it out of context. They thought I was talking about their kids, which I wasn't. It was about this like completely different lady that I've never met before. And it was like one random morning, this was still when I was in the group chat, and I got this nasty message, or no, it was just like a nasty message in the group chat. So everyone in the group chat, 20 plus people, saw it.
We're entitled to post whatever we want on our social media, so I don't understand why I would upset someone. People only get offended when you know you're in the wrong.
This is the group chat. I have it pulled up right now in front of me. So this one girl, it's funny because like half of these people, I don't have their number saved. So it was literally like all these people harassing and bullying me over a group chat, and I have no idea who's saying what. So this one girl, come to find out, it's Chad's babysitter's wife, who we previously like were super cool with. We introduced them to everyone and there was like no hostility. I mean, I guess there must have been something deep down that she had some built up anger, I guess, towards me, or else like she wouldn't have acted like this.
Yes, there was something built up before because she was looking for any opportunity. And mind you, she got the opportunity. She took it. She has no kids, so why would she be speaking for all the mothers in this apartment complex?
In the group chat, she says, out of nowhere, this is like out of the blue, she goes, how about instead of being passive aggressive like a child on social media, be an adult and say something respectful to another adult, just saying. And then someone else, another lady from the group who actually does let her children play in the gym while she's drinking, she sends like a stupid gif, and it says like, come say it to my face. And then I remember looking at Oscar and I showed him and I was like, is this about my story? Like, I didn't even think twice about posting that. And then I was like looking at him. I'm like, that wasn't even technically about them. It was about this other lady that I was talking to. And then the issue literally got solved and that was it. And then And then instead of texting me individually like a normal, actually like an adult, as they say, they wanted to harass me on a group chat. So
I was already like out of this group chat by this point. So I was in no way.
They knew that
to
too.
Defend Kirsten.
Yeah, they knew that too. No one was going to defend me. And that's exactly what happened. They basically say things like good riddance, leave already, really nasty things. Like they're sending me nasty gifts. One says like, go away, calling me like a baby, a child. Meanwhile, like, how am I a child? Because I like to go to the gym and not be disturbed by kids like running around and throwing shit. Like that makes me a child. And it's so weird. These people like are so freaking weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole person that brought up the fucking first text message about it, it's she doesn't have kids. So why does she feel the need to get into the conversation about it? I don't understand the animosity. There's definitely some built up shit that they had inside from
thing. Wherever. See, the thing is, there's always going to be someone more successful than you, someone more attractive, someone smarter. What do you get out of like bullying? Also, people have like a stereotype of us because like they're like, oh, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, and we tell them we model and act, and they just like, oh, they're trying to be one of those people. I couldn't imagine people 10 years older than me would be acting like this.
So after this happened, we really started distancing ourselves basically from everyone except each other. We would just go to the gym even more because I guess it was just more motivation.
It made us feel real good because we knew it pissed them off.
Yeah, we knew it pissed them off that they would see us in the gym all the time. So we just
made comments about it too. They would stare at us while we were in the gym, like, just fucking weird. It was so funny because after the whole thing happened with Kirsten, like, the whole group chat shit, I wasn't in the group chat, so I couldn't say anything directly immediately. But literally the next day, I got every single number that had texted Kirsten anything that was, like, harassing or bullying towards her. And I was like, oh, these people want to, like, act fucking tough because they know I'm not in the group chat. So I literally got every single number and texted him in a group chat, we're not going anywhere, so you can all suck it up. It's like, stop hiding behind your phones like coward. If you have a problem with us, come knock on our door.
Yeah, the thing is, like, they would never say this stuff to our face because we literally saw the one lady that started it. Literally, I think it was the next day, we were walking the dog and she passed by us. And I didn't notice it was her until like she was literally like right next to me passing by. And she said nothing. Didn't even look
not
at us.
A
had
word.
Like
not
had
a
the
word.
Stankiest look on her face.
Well, she had sunglasses on, so. But I could tell she had a stanky face.
Like, oh, you had a lot to say 24 hours ago, but now you don't have anything
to
say?
Yeah, it's just funny. It just proves my point. Like, a lot of people are so tough over text message and social media and stuff. But like, once you see them face to face.
Yeah, like, tell me it to my face. I'm quiet. I am the most confrontational person there is.
They're quiet. I don't like confrontation.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
But I would love to see you talk the same shit that you talk over text message.
Just a couple weeks ago, the one lady that was also bullying me in the group chat, she walked past us. We were again walking the dog and she was like, hey, guys. And I remember being so shocked. I was like, I cannot believe, like, did she just forget what she did like a month ago? Like, because I still have these messages saved, like, was that just erased from your memory that you literally bullied someone? Like, how do you forget about that? And then I turned to Oscar and I just laughed and I was like, is she serious?
You know, you said, you
what did I say? I said, really?
You said literally out loud, you were like, really? Really?
Yeah.
And I'm like very good. Like, I'm an Aries. Once you double cross me, like, I'm never going to look at you. And with me, it's just like, I prefer to like literally keep just silence. I think that's the best kind of revenge because it just makes them look stupid. She said, hi, guys. I heard it. I looked nowhere near in
hi,
their direction.
Hi, guys.
I looked nowhere near in their direction.
Bitch, what?
And I said nothing.
We
I think
made
it's
her
way
look so
better.
Stupid.
I think it's way better when you do not acknowledge that they're even talking.
But yeah, so that's why our neighbors suck. If you're ever getting bullied, look at it in a way where it's flattering in a way, because if someone treats you like this, that it's because they're jealous of something that you're doing. So just take it as flattery.
Yeah, look at it like that. I personally think anytime someone has anything bad to say about you and they don't look better than you or they're not doing better than you, then why are they saying it at all? It's coming from insecurity.
Yeah.
Unless they can actually justify that they have experience doing what you're doing or they're successful in what you want to do to give you that criticism, then their opinion means not a goddamn thing.
Facts. I'm so tired. That's why you don't podcast at 1 a.m. All right, guys. I think that wraps up tonight's episode. Tune in next week for another one.
Stay in the gym and keep your haters mad.
Bye.
Later.